Calling all the messengers, calling all the messengers, calling all the messengers.
We've been given a call, been forgiven, risen, we living and give them our all. Rise up from your past, it's holding you down. This moment is all that matters, the future is now. How will the people know if we don't tell them? If we fail them, they stumbling in the dark, but the light is what we carry, yeah. Don't have to wonder your purpose or what you here for. Reflect his image and show the world what he cares for. And I know it's all right, and you know, it's your lie, and we know, it's time.
Have you ever wondered why so many people talk about the Holy Spirit? Have you ever wondered why so many people ask why in the world we need the Holy Spirit? Well, today on the Messengers program, we're going to talk about that. We're going to answer those questions. So get out your Bible, get out a notebook, get ready, because we're gonna dive deep into this whole thing, because this is where a lot of people are talking about. Call or text or tell your friends that we on the Messengers program is ready to be alive. Join us on www.uturnradio.org. And remember, we are the Messengers.
Time's running out, can't wait around, cause
good afternoon. This is the Messengers, as we stated previously. It's Marcus exactly. And Trisha Draper. We are here from Bridgeport, Texas, in Wise County.
Yes.
And you are listening to uturnradio.org. For this hour, we're going to be discussing why do we need the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. For the last couple weeks, last week, we talked about who is the Holy Spirit, and we found that he's our comforter, he's our guide, yeah. He leads us into all truth, and so we're studying this week about why do you need the Holy Spirit. This is something that many people get lost in. it's not an easy topic to understand. There's so much to get through. And we have a lot to get through to today.
And we may not get through all of it today
So. If we don't, then we'll just pick up where we are next week.
Yeah, that's right.
So
give you something to look forward to coming back to. We hope you do anyway.
So. Yes. We want you back anyway. Okay, first of all, we have some prayer requests. We're going to go ahead and do those.
Yeah. Let's tell everybody out there, if they have prayer requests, how they can get those to us.
Okay.
Would you like to share that?
No. I don't know.
I don't know. There's a couple different ways that you can do that. You can go to our website, themessengersradio.com, mm-hmm. and you can click on Contact Us at the very top.
Yes.
And that'll take you to a form where you can just fill it out. You don't have to put your full name or even your real name. If you just have a prayer request you want us to be standing with you on,
mm-hmm.
or even if you want us to, if you don't want us to say it on the radio, we won't do it.
Mm-hmm.
We pray for people daily.
Yes.
Also, you can go to our Facebook page. You can go to facebook.com, search for the Messengers Radio or Messengers mm-hmm. Radio. One of the two. You'll see.
The Messengers Radio.
Yeah.
Okay, and can I call also?
Yes, I'm sorry. We do have a listener line. If you know people that are out there that don't have internet or can't get around internet at the time, you can actually call a phone number. And if you have a limited amount of time, this will run your time up, just so you know that. But they can call 605-562-4257. Now, that is a listener line. That is not a line to call in and talk to us. We're still working on bettering that line right now, so hopefully we'll have something for that better, so we can hear you better, and they can hear you out there better. So,
yes.
But we're working on that.
Okay, so let's jump in.
Jump on in. Both I'm diving feet. In. I'm going deep.
That's right. We have a lot that's just written down that we want to talk about today.
Yeah.
So it may sound like we're reading a lot, and we are, but we're going to be, you know, discussing it too to help you understand a little bit better. We have actually. Oh wait, we went to our prayer request.
Yes.
Sorry, I was getting in. All right. First of all, the wife of our worship leader at our church. We just read on Facebook that she has a cousin who delivered a baby early. And the baby is 2 pounds, 8 ounces, and
tiny.
Very, very sick and hard to, they gave him a 40% chance of living. So we know that God can do anything.
That's right.
God formed that little baby.
Yes.
He put that DNA, he put every single cell into him on purpose. So we know that he wants that baby to survive. That baby is destined for great things.
Amen.
And so we're just going to pray for the baby and the mother, that they will grow in strength and that they will have no lasting side effects, either one of them.
We'll be standing with them. Hopefully, I'm sure yes. They're standing on the same thing. So what
if they're believers, but we know right. That they want the same thing.
But we can claim in Jesus' name that baby will survive.
Yes, we can.
We can claim in Jesus' name that anything the enemy has against that child...
Mm-hmm.
Any kind of work or any kind of assignment, we break it now in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
We say you have no assignment. Your assignment is broken right now, and that your assignment is a failure in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name. So, Lord, we just bless that child and mother, and we just thank you, give you all the thanks and praise for them, and we just claim that they will both be healthy and healed, and that child will grow in stature and favor.
Amen.
And it will all come to a very wonderful end.
Speedy.
That's just the beginning. Yes.
Conclusion.
Speedy recovery.
Absolutely.
Yes. For both of them. So thank you, Lord, for both of those wonderful people.
I want you out there. No, I wasn't laughing at the prayer. I was laughing at this bird that keeps pecking at the window trying to get in. He can't see inside, but we can see outside.
Yes.
This bird is... a nuisance all day long.
So, okay, we have one more thing we want to mention, and it's a very big blessing. As
Absolutely.
You know, Marcus is going on a mission trip to Haiti, April 11th through the 18th, and he's going with other people from our church. Our church is the Father's House in Decatur, Texas, and tomorrow, a couple of people from our church, a young couple, have a food truck.
And they're going to Haiti as well.
He is, yes.
I thought both of them were.
I don't think so.
Well, we'll see.
We'll see. Anyway, bless him if they both go.
Absolutely.
But we know he's going. So they have a food truck, a Mexican food truck.
Mm-hmm.
And they are going to be in the parking lot after church tomorrow, again, about 12:30, maybe 1 o'clock.
Somewhere around there, yeah.
And delicious food, and they will not be charging. It will be a donations only.
Right.
And that money will go to the Haiti trip.
Hallelujah! Isn't that awesome?
It's such a blessing. They're such a wonderful couple.
They are.
So if you're in or around Bridgeport or Decatur, Texas, or anywhere, and you want to come bless these people back for what they are blessing us with. Just come to the Father's House. It's on 380.
It's actually, the address is 4337 U.S. Highway 380, and
mm-hmm.
that is Decatur, Texas, 76234. Or you can call. It's 940-627-5365.
That's right.
That's 940-627-5365.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Visit us on our website, TFH for the Father's House. tfhpeople.com.
Mm-hmm. So we would love to hear from any of you, and we would love to have you come out and have some delicious food tomorrow. So is that about wrap up the comments?
That wraps up the prayer request and the information.
Yes. All right, so now let's go back to why do we need the Holy Spirit? Okay, we learned last week that the Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity. He is fully God. He is eternal, omniscient, and omnipresent. He has a will and can speak. He is alive. He is a person. We receive the Holy Spirit when we accept Christ as our Lord and Savior. We are sealed by the Holy Spirit. But, as we said, having the Holy Spirit and being filled with the Holy Spirit are two different things.
That's right.
So now we're going to find out why we need the Holy Spirit. God sent the Holy Spirit to help us and comfort us, but the real reason he sent him was to glorify Christ and to lead believers into all truth.
That's great.
It's important to remember.
That's awesome. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. So we are going to be talking, we're going to use most of our information from the book, How You Can Be Filled with the Holy Spirit by Bill Bright, B-R-I-G-H-T. Yep. And he is actually one of the leaders, or the leader, who started Campus Crusade for mm-hmm. Christ. And this book has been such a blessing to Marcus and I. We just... reading it just opened our eyes to many, yeah. many things that we did not know.
Things that we wouldn't have even thought of.
Yeah. And when we started this, we didn't know a lot of this information about the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And we have just learned so much. And we're just praying that you guys are learning right along with us.
Amen.
And so...
that bird again.
So, why do we need to be filled? First, we need to understand that learning to be filled, controlled, and empowered, by the Holy Spirit, by faith, can be the most important discovery of your Christian life. Jesus told his disciples, you need to be empowered with the Holy Spirit in order to be effective and fruitful as my witnesses throughout the world. That's a pretty big statement.
It is.
So in Matthew 28:19-20.
I've got that pulled up, by the way.
Why don't you just read it?
All right. So Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20. This is from the New International Version. It says, therefore, and this is Jesus talking, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.
Amen. And what Jesus says goes.
That's right.
So people can get different. People can talk different ways or think different ways about what it means to be baptized into all of those things.
Right.
But we know he said you need the Holy Spirit.
Right.
You know?
So, you know, I know a lot of people say they're taught mm-hmm. certain things in certain ways.
Mm-hmm.
But the real answer is in the Bible.
Yes.
If it doesn't line up with what the Bible says, then we should not accept that as true teaching.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's something that man has put in.
That's a lot of things that the older generation is very set in their ways.
Right.
And they, when they believe wrong, they teach wrong. And so you need to go back and check the information for yourself.
And a lot of times it's really hard to unlearn things that...
Very hard.
...that you were taught as a child. Now, luckily, I grew up and didn't go to church, so I didn't have all these things to...
Theologies
to kind of filter out...
Mm-hmm.
As I was growing after I became a Christian.
And I was very blessed because I was in all non-denominational churches. So I'm not saying that's like the best thing, but it is very open-minded and Bible-believing.
Yeah.
So we trusted in the Bible and looked to it for many of our things. So also in Mark 16:15, it says, Marcus.
And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation.
So we are commanded, just like the disciples, he commanded them to go out. right?
So it's not just a suggestion.
It's not a suggestion. So in John 20, 21 through 22, Jesus said.
Again, Jesus said.
Again, Jesus
said. Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you. And with that, he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. So he breathed on them. It was a breath, just like God began man's life with a breath.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
It was the breathing on them was the releasing.
Received,
when they received the Holy Spirit. So once you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you have the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And we said that in the beginning. You have the Holy Spirit already, but you need to be filled.
You need to walk in the Holy Spirit. You need to be empowered by the Holy Spirit.
You need to use it. Yeah.
And we'll show you why that's so important.
Exactly.
So as we can see, Jesus told his disciples to go into all the world and preach the gospel. But he emphatically said in Acts 1:4, do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized in the Holy Spirit. In Acts 1:8, he tells them, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
Yeah.
So we're finding that Jesus gave this command for people, for his disciples to go out and teach and preach and make other disciples all to the ends of the earth. But he told them, you need to have the Holy Spirit in order to do this.
Right.
The Holy Spirit empowered them to be able to go out and do this. So I don't think they would have been able to be strong enough to go out and preach the gospel. They would have just been telling people about Christ, which is what they did, but they wouldn't have had the authority. It wouldn't have made the impact on the people as it did if they would have just told them about Christ.
Right.
And it's the empowerment and the impact that it makes. The can't think of the word. The strongness. I don't know. But the good news is
be strong.
The good news is that the same power of the Holy Spirit is available to you to enable you to live a holy and fruitful life for Jesus Christ. And so if you are willing for Jesus Christ to live in and through you, you will bear spiritual fruit as naturally as a healthy vine will bear an abundance of fruit. Now, last week we talked about the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And
that was in Galatians 5, 22 to 23. Should we go back over those?
Yes.
Okay. So Galatians 5, 22 to 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. And that was Galatians 5, 21 and 22.
No, 22.
Oh, 22 and 23.
23.
What do you think I said? That's what I said.
So the only way you can produce fruit is through the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
So we need to be fruitful people. We need to have, we need to have this fruit all the time. I keep journals from what God is telling me. And, he's talking all the time, but I take time out of my day and sit down and listen carefully and write what he says. And the only way I could do that is through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one who takes my words up to God and God's words down to me and interprets them. He intercedes for us. And he was just telling me the other day that you need to have all the fruits of the Spirit every day. It's not you wake up in the morning and, oh, I'm just going to have love today, but, forget about peace or patience. And it's hard to walk in all of these because patience is a big stepping corner for everybody. But we need to try because we have these abilities through the Holy Spirit. We have the ability to do all of these things and walk them out. Now, it's not going to be easy, you know, just because you pray and receive the Holy Spirit doesn't mean that automatically, you know, it's going to be a bright sunny day, everything good is going to happen. You're going to face trials and tribulations, but God is right there for you through every single thing. He's told me over and over, just simply ask him to help you and he will be right there.
Yeah.
You know, he's never going to leave you or forsake you.
And the word even says that he will never leave you or forsake
yes.
you.
Yes, yes.
You know, we're the ones that turn our back on God.
Uh-huh.
We're the ones that walk away. But God loves us so much that even if we walk far off, just like the son did,
the prodigal son,
he took his inheritance and left, spent all his money, was living with pigs.
Mm-hmm. Trying to eat from their
trough,
leftovers.
From their, yeah, and he realized it would be so much better for me just to be a servant at my father's house.
Yeah, they eat, they have food, he takes care of them,
and even to be
a servant.
And he started back home with a head down, lowly,
mm-hmm.
thinking, "My father, I just pray my father will accept me back."
Mm-hmm.
And his father. Little did he know his father was looking out for him daily.
Mm-hmm.
He welcomed him with open arms. He welcomed
yes.
him with a hug. He gave him a big meal. He covered him. He gave him new clothes. And you know what? That's what the father wants to do to you.
Yes.
To all of us that walk away, he wants to open you, welcome you back with open arms. But
will.
You have to come back.
Yes, you do.
You can't.
You need to humble yourself.
Right.
And come back, you know, with him in mind, you know. I'm sorry. I just come back to him, and he is there with open arms, and he is waiting. He waits patiently. He's not like, oh my gosh, are they ever going to come back? You know, I can't wait much longer. He is not like that. He is like all the time. He is ready. Anytime you ask for him, anything you do.
He is looking for you.
He is. He is searching for you. He loves you so much. And that is part of what the Holy Spirit can do. He can give you the impression. He can impress on your heart to be like the prodigal son, to go back.
Right.
To realize. He had to get to that place to realize, you know what? There is better things for me out there. You know, even as a lowly servant, I could be so much more than this. And I think the Holy Spirit had a big part to play in that. He can show you things, make you wake up and realize, you know what, this is nothing. I need to go back to my father. And so I think he had a lot to play in that. And because the Holy Spirit was in the Old Testament too. He's not just a newfangled idea, you know. He was in the very beginning.
In Genesis 1,
we talked about last week that, you know, God spoke and there was life. But the Holy Spirit was the one that did all the things. He separated the waters. He did all the different things that were made to form the world. God spoke it, but the Holy Spirit did it. So they're all three the same. The Father,
working
the Son,
together.
And the Holy Spirit. They're one spirit, and they just have separate areas that they work in. So anyway, let's try to get back to some notes. This is just the Holy Spirit talking. You know, we're just kind of let it flow where it may. We just want to speak his words.
Amen.
So, okay, so the Christian's relationship with the Holy Spirit is important in that the Christian life is a life of faith rather than a life of works and is not based on emotions. We see in Romans 1:17, the righteous will live by faith. It's active in that as one walks consistently in the power and control of the Holy Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit will be produced in his life.
Or her life.
Or her life.
It's not limited to just him.
It's not just him. It's her too.
Amen.
But we talked about faith last month. Faith and trust and belief. excuse me. And so we see the fruit of the Spirit is what people see in us, is partly what people see through us. They see our fruit, the way we live, the things we do, when we love, when we have joy. They see those fruits in us, and that causes people to want what we have. And that is when we can tell them about Christ and about the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And but it's also fruit for us to produce for God.
Right.
It's not just, it's beneficial to us and to God and to other people. So it's not just a, I'm going to get blessed by this. It's it's the whole thing. It works all to the glory of God.
Right. And don't look to just be blessed by things. Look to bless others. That's where your heart needs to be.
Yes.
Look to let the Holy Spirit use you to bless others through every situation. Don't look, don't look at it as, how can I get something back? Look at it as, how can I bless somebody?
That is where true life starts.
Right.
You know, having a true servant's heart.
Yes.
And when you do that, when you bless people, you will be blessed. I mean, it's just, don't do it to expect that, but just, it, you will be blessed. If you bless others, I mean, it'll come back to you.
Yes.
100-fold sometimes. 30, what is that?
30, 60, 100-fold.
And but it'll just change your life. The more you give, the more you get.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. We got a great song by Hillsong called "Holy Spirit Rain Down," one of our favorite songs. So we just ask that that you guys just listen to this, bask in what the Spirit is showing you, and we will be back in just a few minutes. Awesome song that is.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Okay, I want to talk a little bit about this next segment, and we want to, let me read it, and then we will come back and clarify it a little more, because it, you know, it may be a little interesting. You may, let me just read it. You cannot live a holy life apart from the help of the Holy Spirit. It is impossible to even know Christ apart from the Spirit. Jesus said in John 3:5, "No one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit." It is impossible for you to become a Christian, to understand the Bible or other spiritual truths, to pray, to live a holy life, to witness or do anything for the Lord Jesus apart from the person of the Holy Spirit of God. So, let's go back a little through that, because I know that may be a little hard for people to understand.
Maybe a lot.
yeah, so I'm not saying in here that you cannot pray, you can't witness, you can't do anything without the Holy Spirit. But that is because what it's talking about is the Spirit that you get when you receive Christ. That Holy Spirit, before you're filled with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
But to do any of these things, you have to have the Spirit. And you have that when you accept Christ.
Amen.
So that's what it's saying. So don't think that we're saying you can't pray, you can't do any of this unless you're filled with the Holy Spirit.
Right.
This is just the Spirit that you get when you're saved.
But all these things that we're talking about, witnessing, praying, living a holy life, all these things are the gifts.
Yes.
So it's important that you have the filling, but it's also important first that you have Jesus.
Yes. You can't have the Holy Spirit without Jesus.
That's right.
I mean, that's impossible. I mean, it doesn't work that way. You have Christ, then you have the Holy Spirit.
Right.
And
Hey, I just want to give a shout out real quick. We got some people listening online. Can I do that real quick?
I guess. If you just interrupt me, go ahead.
Sorry. We've got some people on the listening line, Spencer, Iowa. That's the line that we see when when they call in.
Amen.
We also have some people from Wichita, Kansas,
Yay.
Killeen, Texas, and San Antonio, Texas. So we want to thank you guys Yay. For listening right now.
Yes, and we hope that we are explaining ourselves well enough, and the Holy Spirit, we just pray. The main thing we pray right now every day is that the Holy Spirit just speaks through us to everyone around us. Everything I pray in the morning, I just pray that He will use me. He will say He will give me the words, but I have to say them.
Right.
That's our part in this. He can talk to us. He can move through us. He can do things through us, but we have to do them. We have to say them, or it doesn't make any difference. And there are times that He will tell me to say something, and I'll let my head get in the way, or I just won't say it, and then I get convicted. He doesn't condemn me or anything like that. It's just that I know in my spirit that I missed an opportunity.
Right. Well, just like prime example, like the other day when you and Logan were at, was it Walmart?
Walmart. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, share that little story. It's a conviction story.
Yes. We were on our way to get Logan's eyes done. Amen. And Logan is our son, by the way, if you don't know that. He's 14 years old. And so we were walking into the eye doctor, which is in Walmart. It's connected to it. And we saw these two people, a man and a lady. And they looked like they were homeless. They were sitting there with a dog. And they had their heads down. And they just looked like they needed some inspiration. And I could tell Logan wanted to say something to them. And
nobody's a stranger to Logan, are they?
No, he will talk to anybody. And he will lift anybody up. I mean, he will raise them up. You know, he will let God speak through him to people.
Amen.
And but I could tell he wanted to say something, and I felt it pull on my heart too. I felt the Spirit in me wanting to talk to them or help them or anything, and then my head got in the way, and I thought, no, we need to hurry and get to the doctor's appointment. So we didn't talk to them or anything, and I felt so bad.
It's a conviction.
It
of
is
the Holy
a
Spirit.
Conviction. You know, I missed an opportunity to not only bless someone else, but to be blessed myself.
Right.
And that was an opportunity that I could have been blessed to grow more in the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I could have been more faithful. I could have, I just could have been better. I could have had more self-assurance in that I will say what the Holy Spirit wants me to say and do.
Right.
And that is hard to know that I missed an opportunity. And for those people, you know, what if they didn't know Christ? You know, your mind goes to very far lengths. If they didn't know Christ and something happens, you know, that's on me because I didn't tell them about Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And so on Judgment Day, God's going to say, hey, what about these people? You know, what happened to them? You didn't speak my word. You didn't tell them about me. And that's why witnessing is so important.
Yeah.
So, there you go. You wanted me to share how bad I felt.
There we go. Right.
Thank you very much.
That's so much. Don't let me interrupt next time, all
right? Yeah. Now I feel bad all over again. Anyway, so the Holy Spirit came to enable you to know Christ through a new birth and give you the power to live and share an abundant life that Christ promised to those who trust and obey Him. So He will give you the abundance of the Holy Spirit, who will give you the power. And Jesus promised us an abundant life to those who trust and obey Him.
Right.
That's very, very important. If you don't know all about trusting, go back to our archives from last month and look up from February, and you will understand trust and belief better.
And we just want you guys out there also, give us some feedback. I mean, if you listen to any of our old archives, We would like to hear what you guys are, if you're getting anything out of this.
Yes.
If you're growing. Because that's the main, where our heart mainly is. We want to see people grow. We want to see people discipled. We want to see people come to Christ. We want to see people receive the Holy Spirit. We want to see people walking in the Spirit and telling others, growing. And it's just, it's important that you're training people.
Mm-hmm.
You're not just leading them to Christ, but you're discipling them.
Yes.
You're training them. You're showing them how to grow so that they can become a disciple to somebody else, so that they can train them, show them how to grow, and keep growing.
Yeah, that's how we can take the world by storm, is teaching others to teach others.
Right.
So that's how it goes. It goes on down the line. Yeah. And but as we're finding now, sometimes, like we said in the beginning, the teaching is wrong. So when you get a teaching, you need to go back to the Word and check it out. If they don't have the scriptures listed, if they don't tell you exactly where to find it, go back and search it out for yourself to find the truth.
And then show them.
And then show them. But I had something really important to say, and I totally just forgot what it was.
And then show them.
Yeah. Oh, about leaving us feedback.
Yeah.
It is important for not only for us to realize that what we're doing and saying is meaning something to you. It is important to you and your walk with the Holy Spirit that you get that information out there.
Yeah.
It's just like when you receive Christ, you need to say it with your mouth.
Yeah.
And when you tell us online or wherever, that is you affirming what you believe. That is just like you speaking it out loud. And
because the whole world can see it.
Yeah. And when you tell someone else your beliefs, that is a very strong thing. It builds you up and it builds God up. And it tells Satan, when you speak things out loud and even when you do things like that, it tells Satan what you believe and how you can stomp him and put him under your feet, where his place is, which is nowhere,
right.
And how you are and how strong you are in God.
Right.
Do you have anything to add to that?
I'd like to say something real quick. All right, I'm speaking directly to certain people out there, and I want you to listen real closely. People that are in their prayer closets, it's awesome to be there.
Mm-hmm.
It's great to be there in prayer.
You need to.
But don't stay there.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm an awesome prayer warrior. That's great, but Jesus told us in the Great Commission to go forth and preach the gospel to all creatures.
Mm-hmm.
Baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. He told us to go forth and share the gospel to the world.
Mm-hmm.
You can't share the gospel to the world in your closet.
Mm-hmm.
You can pray there. That's awesome. But so many people say, well, that's where my gifting is. No, your gifting isn't doing what Jesus told us to do.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not doing what Jesus told us to do, then you're missing out.
Yes.
So... But I know some people that say, you know, I can't.
Mm-hmm.
And can't is not a word.
They just hide behind the fact that they don't feel like they can get out and witness to people.
Right.
But you need to do that. It reaffirms your faith. It shows people, hey, I am a Christian and I know what is going on in my life.
And hey, go to Mardell, buy you some gospel tracts, or ask me and I will send you some gospel tracts.
Yes.
I've got some that we use. They're awesome. All you have to do, start off doing this. Go up to people, hey, did you get one of these?
And just give it to
them.
And if they walk away, that's, you did your part.
Right.
And if they stand and ask you what it is, then...
That's your open door.
And just let the Holy Spirit speak through you.
Mm-hmm.
He will tell you what to say.
Go to YouTube and watch some Ray Comfort witnessing.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
He will train you also how, he will show you also how to properly.
And like me the first time, even the first few times, I wasn't real comfortable. You know, it may not be
the most. It takes you out of your comfort zone.
It takes you out of your comfort zone. And that's good, because that's when God can start using you. When you are in your comfort zone, when you feel, when you're just feeling good and you're just having a good time, you're not growing. You need to be out of, you need to be uncomfortable for a while, because like we said, that's when you're growing.
Right.
It's just like in your physical body. When you're growing, it's not the most comfortable thing. It changes and it's different. And like Logan's going through puberty and he's learning, it's not the greatest thing in the world.
Or, you know, but people out there that know what it feels like to have braces in there. You know, when you go and you get them tightened up.
Yeah.
Boy, that doesn't feel good.
It hurts.
It's not the most comfortable feeling in the world.
No, but they're getting better.
Right.
They're going back in place and then growing. And God will never, we said he'll never leave you or forsake you. And he does not want to hurt you. He is not out to do this, to say, oh, look how bad I can hurt them.
And he is not a God that's waiting to thump you on the head, waiting for you to do something wrong.
Right.
So many people think that's how he is.
He loves you. He loves you so much. And he's told me before, and I might read this later, but he is the God of fun. He created fun.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to bless you. He loves to give good and perfect gifts to his children. It's hard to explain what I see. It's just, he's so happy when we do something right. You know, when we are happy, he is even more happy. He is ecstatic when we are happy and good things happen. I don't know how to explain.
Well, let me put it this way, too. When we're happy in doing the things that he needs us to do, not when you're happy out there doing the things of the world.
Right, right.
When you're out there and you're doing things for the kingdom.
Right.
And that's when you can be. That. So many people don't understand. You can be the most happy when you're doing things for the kingdom.
Yes, that it's true.
Like Kevin Alexander, he and a team right now are heading out to the Polunsky B unit.
Jail.
Mm-hmm. Prison. And man, Kevin is, that's where most of his joy comes from, is sharing the love of God with people that don't normally get to hear the love of God.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing people set free, mm-hmm. seeing people delivered of demons, seeing people delivered of lesbian and homosexuality, seeing people delivered of all these things. Mm-hmm. He's told me so many amazing stories. Mm-hmm. And maybe one day he'll sit down and we'll record some of these stories that's gone through. But I tell you what, if you're not out there seeing people change, that's where your fruit needs to be. You need to you need to be sharing your faith.
Yes.
It's so important.
Just to let you know, Kevin Alexander is the, he started U-Turn World Ministries.
Yeah.
He started this radio.
And U-Turn Radio, yeah.
Yeah. So we learn a lot through him. Well, we are not even nearly halfway through what we have written, so.
But we have about 10 minutes left.
So next week we will get back to some of this information. But first we're going to talk about, Marcus is going to lead us into some information.
So before, always on our show, we want to make sure that anybody out there that is listening or listening through an archive, they have the chance to receive Jesus as their Savior and also to receive the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
So first off, we want to speak to those out there that are listening that have, as we've talked, if you've felt a tug on your heart
mm-hmm.
to make a change in your life, if you felt like you've gone through all these things and every time you try it, it fails. So I just wanted to lead you in a prayer. I want to tell you guys out there right now that choosing to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior is and always will be the most important decision that you will ever make. It is an eternal decision.
Yes, it is.
And I always say, you know, eternity is a long time to have the wrong answer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so God's word promises in Romans 10:9 that if you will confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and that you will believe in your heart that he raised him from the dead, you shall be saved.
Amen.
For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And that was Romans 10:9. It goes over to 13. It says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord will be saved or shall be saved. So think about that. Read it. Don't take my word for it.
Yeah.
Look it up in the scripture. Romans 10, 9 through 10 and verse 13. I want you to know that by his grace, by God's grace, he's already done everything to provide salvation. Your part, and this is very important, is just to simply believe and receive. If you can do that, then you can receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior.
Yes.
So I want, if you're ready to do that, I want you to pray this out loud with me. And pray it out loud with your mouth, with
your
voice.
Mouth. Mm-hmm.
Say, Jesus, I confess that you are my Lord and my Savior. I believe in my heart that God raised you from the dead. By faith in your word, I receive salvation now. Thank you for saving me.
Amen.
Amen. And I just want to encourage you, if you said that, let us know so we can help you grow. We'll send you books or whatever we have to do.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk with you. We'll call you. We'll send you daily things to keep reading on. It's important that if you have said that prayer, that you don't just stay where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
Find you a good Bible-believing church. Get involved in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so many people think that I don't need to be involved in a church. You know what you should do?
You do.
You need to be around like-minded believers.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got about 3 minutes left, so I want to lead you also. If you want to receive the Holy Spirit,
mm-hmm.
if you want to receive not just the Holy Spirit, you've got him. If you just prayed that, you've already got him, but you need to receive the filling of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've prayed that out loud in the past, and you have Jesus,
mm-hmm.
and you want to receive the filling. I want you to pray this out loud with me right now. Say, Father, I recognize my need for your power to live this new life. Please fill me with your Holy Spirit. By faith, I receive it right now. Thank you for baptizing me. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in my life. Amen.
Amen.
And again, if you just prayed that, we want to keep in touch with you.
Yes.
We want to keep you growing. We want to keep you understanding.
We will have this information, these prayers, up on our website. So if you have friends or anything mm-hmm. that want to do this,
yeah, we'll put them up.
We will have these prayers up there so that they can say them.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. That's a good idea. Yeah.
Thank you.
So we want you to keep growing. We want you to keep receiving from the hope, from the Father, from
yes.
Jesus, from the Holy Spirit, so that you can take that in, eat on that meat. You don't need to be, you need to start off with milk because
mm-hmm.
you're a new believer, if you're a new believer out there. So you start with that, and then you work your way into the meat,
mm-hmm.
and then you start getting, and you go out.
Mm-hmm.
You go out because Jesus told us to go out
mm-hmm.
as part of the Great Commission. So we want to thank everybody today. We are getting excited. we are so excited about all this stuff going on right now.
Yes.
We can't wait. I want to remind everybody again, tomorrow at the Father's House at 4337 U.S. Highway 380 in Decatur, Texas. Come on out at the church. We're going to have an excellent what is it called?
Food again? Truck.
A food truck. They have Mexican food on there that is probably some of the best you've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be giving the food away. All they're asking for is a donation for our Haiti trip that's coming up April 11th. So thank you guys. We want to
love you.
Love you guys. Have a wonderful week. And we will be back here next Saturday at 4 p.m. Central. Amen.